You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Okay, hun, so we are taking a very short break.
In the month of?
June.
Right on.
And in June, what happens, hun?
We celebrate half of the year being over.
Yes, we do. Or we dread it. One of the two.
It's either half over or half left.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's also summer solstice this month.
Right, we celebrate Father's Day this month.
We do, and most of all, we're celebrating Pride.
Pride Month. Awesome.
And so we always celebrate Pride Month at The Only One in the Room. It's very important to us. Mm-hmm. And we like to celebrate the voices from the LGBTQ+ community.
Yes.
And so that's what we're doing for this week. You're going to hear those voices. They are re-releases. They're some of our favorites.
They're fantastic stories.
Fantastic. And we know you. I won't say you that we hope you enjoy them. I know you're going to enjoy them.
We know you will enjoy them.
Yeah. Enjoy the show.
Nick, thank you so much for being on the show. Just such a fascinating, I feel kind of like late to the party on my education of gender fluidity. And I'm always a little cautious in these conversations because I feel like I'm going to step on myself. But I thoroughly enjoyed your journey and how you handled it. And I have to tell you, the most striking thing was to listen to a man explain what it was like to have a baby.
Mm. It's real cool, right?
It's super cool. Do you find yourself in that setting often, being able to speak to both sides of that from the male perspective about being a mother of five? Or would you say you are? Are you a birther of four?
I often refer to myself as a trans dad, and partially that's because I don't want the fact that I birthed them to disappear.
Right.
People often be like, well, why don't you just refer to yourself as a dad? Aren't you like limiting yourself by saying you're the trans dad? And I'm sort of like, but I'm sort of erasing part of myself if I leave the trans part out, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting part of your journey. It's the one that I stumble when I think about it because I'm like, you have the question and the answer to the whole journey, you know? And I've often thought women are more evolved because you get to create life, or women get to create life.
But there's more people that can create life like that. Like, we're finding that there's more and more people that have birthed kids and from all different types of genders, mm-hmm. whether they're intersex, whether they are gender fluid or gender nonconforming or non-binary or just trans. And it's this really wonderful thing. In the trans masculine world, we call it being a seahorse dad.
Okay.
Because seahorses, the males carry the young.
Right.
It's like a cool thing.
We take examples from the natural world too.
Right. We love that. We're like, that can happen in real life. Uh-huh. So it could happen in real life. Cool. There's like lots of groups of us online. There's probably like, I think there's a group that I'm part of that is all people who have birthed their own kids who identify as male. And there's probably 300-400 people in the group.
And I love the idea that your kids don't question the journey at all. They just see it as something that happened in their lifetime. You went from one role to another.
Yeah, it depends on which kid you are. So if you talk to Wild, who's seven, she has never remembered me as anything other than her dad.
Okay.
So, and you talk to Mayhem, who's six, and he started kindergarten this year, and we had to have, we did the, like, you know, the teacher's like, is there anything else I should know about your family? Mm-hmm. And I had to have the, like, well, I'm trans, so I birthed four of the kids, which includes Mayhem, and so he'll often, people will say, well, like, oh, well, daddies can't have babies, and it's important for him to have the safety for someone to back him up that when he says, yes, they can.
Yes, they can. Yeah.
You know, and so we have to have a lot of those conversations. It's part of why we chose to move here, because it's the most liberal place in the country. And his teacher was like, of course daddies can have babies.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right? Like that was the response.
I mean, I wish I grew up in a time, you know, where that sort of thing, you didn't have to challenge the ideology to have a thought or a feeling about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about generational trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is something that we all sort of know about, but don't recognize in our own lives sometimes. You're definitely on the cutting edge of changing the ideas of your generation and then watching your kids also walk forward with these new ideas to teach their kids and the people around them, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to have been both in the generation in which, like, I grew up not knowing that trans people existed. I didn't know there was anyone else on the planet like me.
Yeah, I honestly hadn't spoken to, I think D'Lo was one of the first people I'd spoken intimately about the journey. And he was just so lovely. And then we got to
We're
know
really
him.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, not that I just, I don't think that I'd
I'm
often
just bugging
get,
you.
No. I mean, I just don't think I'd been given the chance to be close to or curious. And
you probably have. That's the thing, is that we are actually 2% of the population. So literally anytime there's a redhead in the room, there could also be a trans person.
Sure.
But it hasn't been safe for us to be visible before.
Right.
And so
and
we've
still
lived,
not at times, I'm sure.
It's not in a lot of places. Yeah. You know, I am lucky to live in Canada where for the most part it is safe. I also am at the top of the privilege chain as far as the trans community goes. I'm white. I am cis passing. I am middle class. I have a supportive partner. So I have a ton of privilege that I feel like it's like that Spider-Man moment where like, well, with much privilege comes much responsibility.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
That I can show up and be like, great. Ask me your uncomfortable question. Don't ask that poor 17-year-old trans kid who is just trying to make it through life. I'm okay. Come talk to me. Ask me those questions. Don't ask the kid in your kid's high school. Don't ask the trans woman at the grocery store. Don't, like, that's not what you're supposed to do here. Sure. Come to me. You know, and I have that privilege and I have that safe space set up and that container set up, you know, online that allows me to do that.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Well, I was going to ask you next about We the Norths. I've been sitting here looking through your site during the interview, and it's beautiful. Do you find yourself as inspiration for people who are on a similar journey?
It's really interesting. I do not have a huge trans following. I have a small percentage of my community that follows me that's trans. But I would say, well, I know that 85% of my followers are women between the ages of 25 and 45. It's really wild. From knowing my followers, would guess that they're like 80% white women and probably 80% straight white women. And I think mostly who I am there for is I am the approachable, safe trans person that you can talk to and ask questions of and feel like, oh, we're just like them, right? I'm that, like, that stepping stone that's like, oh, okay, I see how that's approachable. All right.
You really do look like you graduated high school last year.
Right, I do, yeah. And when I had hair, it was through the roof, but turns out it all fell out. So now I look older. Before, it was really problematic.
All right, so last question. You've already told us that probably your favorite thing, this is, I'm assuming, was when you were female, was having babies, being a mother. Mm-hmm. What about being a male? What's your favorite thing about being a male?
I have two.
Okay.
One is that whenever I go to a new city, I wait until it's night and then I walk around at like between 10 p.m. and like 1 in the morning and learn the city in the middle of the night when mm-hmm. it's dark. And there's not a chance in hell I could have ever done that as a woman.
Okay. I like that. I never thought about that.
It is, I mean, the thing I would miss most about being a man is the freedom to go where you want without feeling like you're about to die.
That's a cool time of night. You kind of get a really...
It's a cool time of night, yeah. You know, right?
It's like, an interesting, you get a real vibe of what's going on. You see both, you see the one type of person going in and the other coming out into into the world.
Yeah, and so I would really miss that. And I would miss the, this is going to sound really, it's like both jerky and eye-opening, is I would miss the fact that people do not question me anymore.
Hmm.
Before, I would say something and I would have to back it up every time. I'd have to have statistics. I'd have to have data. I'd have to then be able to have the data that disproved their stupid opinion. And now I say something and people are like, oh, cool. I could have just made numbers up. And they're like, really, huh? And honestly, it comes just from being a man.
Wow. As a white, like I am, you know, the most privileged, you know, category there is, I get that, you know. Mm-hmm. People often are just like, oh, okay, you say that? Okay, I'm cool.
Cool. And you're like, but until you've had something different,
right?
You can't really realize how bad and fucked up it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't identify as a feminist when I identified as female because I was like, I mean, it's not that bad.
Right.
What? Right.
And then you became
and
male.
And then people started treating me like a man. And I was like, this is some effed up stuff right here. No, what is even going on?
Wow.
It is just as bad and then some.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job of educating all of us, Nick. I really appreciate
Thank you
having the courage to put your story out there so we can all learn from it and see that being happy is really, I think, the pursuit we all are looking for. Thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, honey, what a great episode that was.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, now let's get on with some Patreon shout-outs.
Yay.
Yeah, who do we have up first?
We have Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Ah, Mercedes.
Yes, Mercedes is a licensed trauma therapist and a certified EMDR therapist. Mm. This means, I know you're going to ask, right?
Oh, yeah, what does this mean?
She has had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right, in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this.
I didn't know either.
You didn't? You had to look it up?
Yes.
EMDR stands for eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. So simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps to heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
That is so dope.
It's cool, huh?
Right? So what she's offering is a concierge curated program that's just for you. Not you, hun, but just for our listeners.
Okay. Could be just for me.
Right. So you could spend a long time in weekly therapy, but why do that when her EMDR intensives, so they range from like a half a day to several days, and they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Honey, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's also been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems. But I think it's important to mention that there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you?
Right?
The EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website. Book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. That's here in Southern California. But see our show notes for the website. It's www.mercedescusick.com.
Speaking of feeling good, what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
Ah, so you're talking about previous guest Ellen Scanlon, who we love.
I am. Welcome back, Ellen. Thank you for being a Patreon.
Yes, and she has the How to Do the Pot podcast, and they are demystifying cannabis for women.
How cool is that?
And now they've just released their new Sleep 101 series, and in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep and stay asleep and not wake up with a weed hangover.
Mm, that sounds important.
And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from the experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain. Did I say sex?
You did. Let's say sex again.
With the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
It is Cute Booty Lounge. Speaking of by women for women, right?
Right on.
Right. So this was Kelly. A concept. Kelly Nishimoto.
Kelly's
we love
back.
Her. Mm-hmm. This was born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
There's a great episode about that.
There is a great episode about that. And she's been a sponsor of the podcast for a long time. But in 2004, she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, right? Particularly the booty.
Mm-hmm. She did it. She nailed
the name.
It.
But she wanted them to still be polished enough to wear out and about. So her signature, the patented scrunch booty pockets, Cute Booty Lounge is made by women and for women, just like I said before, but also right here in the USA. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. So you want to go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. What do people always say when I wear the leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Exactly. Uh-huh. Oh, and now Kathleen Hahn, hon.
Hey, Kathleen, a fantastic friend of the show, one of my dear friends for a long time. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast.
Yes, thank you, Kathleen.
We know you're out there working really hard. Really hope that our podcasts are helping you get through your long days.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Shout out to Kathleen. Shout out
Hahn.
To Cute Booty Lounge. Shout out to How to Do the Pot podcast.
Ellen.
And Ellen Scanlon, yes. Mm-hmm. And shout out to MercedesCusick.com.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.